Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Sky Blaze.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sky Blaze, and this is the Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. I'm not feeling at my best, I will be honest. I have had a really bad headache for most of the afternoon. But I've taken painkillers, and hopefully I'll be okay for the show. But we'll see how it goes. So, for sort of personal reasons this week, I have not been able to write a full script. So I thought I'd take the chance to have another off-topic, chill-out episode and just chat with you guys and hang out for a bit. So yeah, this is going to be the opportunity for you guys to ask me any questions. Generally, pester me if you want and just shoot the breeze. So, did any of you watch Ravseek's stream? I know he was playing one of the Virtual On games, which I have never played. I've not played any of them. As far as I know that they are, there's a whole bunch of them. And they were originally developed by Sega AM3. And it was an arcade game originally. But other than that, I know very little about them. So have any of you guys played any of them? Is Rav still around so he can tell me how much of an ignorant, terrible person I am? Mike Trouble was saying, feel better, Skyblaze. Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much. I know the original game came out on Saturn. Cyber Troopers Virtual On, or Virtual On Cyber Troopers, depending on where you look. And there's another one, I think, that Electrical has just mentioned, hope to grab Ontario Tangram on Dreamcast soon. It's a very strange name, that, isn't it? It's not just me, that is a weird name. Twenty-something-something Last Call Live. I'll get to that in a bit. Don't worry. I will talk about Last Call Live later. Nicholas Amon saying, I've not played a Virtual On game before, but I'm decently knowledgeable on the series' music. There is some really nice music in that series. I know Ravseek's requested a couple of songs from me from that series before, and some of the tracks are, in fact, really nice. Brick Game is saying, a series I definitely want to try more of. In fact, I want more experience with the Saturn / Model 2 era in general. I have to confess, I didn't have a Saturn when it originally came out. I did have an original PlayStation. I did have a Dreamcast on the original release. So I've only fairly recently got a Saturn, like last year, I think it was. And unfortunately, it's decided to no longer recognise the controllers. So we've had it for less than a bloody year, and it needs to be fixed, which is really irritating. The Saturn's been modded, so I could, in theory, play it. But I'd have to fix the controller problem first, or emulate it, I guess, because they've cracked emulation for it now. As far as I know. Electrical is saying, Cyber Troopers Virtual On, aka Operation Moongate. You had forgotten it had an alternative name. Oratorio Tangram and Force are the three main arcade ones. I only discovered Virtual On via Model 2 emulation. Brick Game is saying, unfortunately I don't have the space for a Saturn, so emulation it is. Yeah, I do have a Raspberry Pi, so I can emulate most things. Or I can set up a virtual machine on my computer, if I could be bothered, which I can't most of the time. I should do more with the Raspberry Pi, really. I don't actually have it set up at the moment. Let's have some music, then. So, because we're talking about Virtual On, let's have a track from Virtual On. So, from Cyber Troopers Virtual On, or Virtual On Cyber Troopers, we've got Earthlight. And then, as requested by Electric Boogaloo, we've got the B-Univ, or Baby Universe Virtual Racing and Outrunners version of Adventure. So I hope you enjoy that, and I'll speak to you guys again after the music break.
Listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Thank you.
we are back. And that was Baby Universe, Virtua Racing, and Outrunner's Adventure, which was requested by Electric Boogaloo. And before that, we had Cyber Troopers Virtual on Earthlight. So, the chat's been very active during the break. Talking about... Twinny was asking me about the Game Awards, which I have had to cover for work. For those that don't know, I work as a freelance games journalist. I'm kind of ambivalent about the Game Awards because, you know, it's a big deal and it brings the video games closer to the mainstream and all that sort of business, and it's nice for people who have worked very hard to be recognised. But at the same time, it suffers from a lot of the same problems that a lot of big award shows like the Emmys and the Oscars and so on, they do, because the companies with the biggest advertising budgets inevitably win big. And as you can see from this year and Death Stranding being nominated for all of the things, despite the fact that nearly everybody's gone, it was alright, it was weird. And I don't really see that as being a game that's, especially considering it was nominated for Game of the Year, I don't see that as a thing that, a game that should be, that is of the level of quality that you would expect from Game of the Year, especially when there's been so many excellent indie games come out this year. Things like Disco Elysium, which if you've not played, oh my god, play Disco Elysium, it's amazing. It's very confusing, it's like a video game written by David Lynch, but it's amazing. So, yeah, there's been so many amazing games that deserve the spot that Death Stranding has got in the Game Awards nominations. And that kind of annoys me. The other thing we're talking about is Electric Boogaloo talking about the PlayStation 25th anniversary and saying that they'll be playing Ridge Racer and Jumping Flash all day. I'm a huge fan of Ridge Racer. It was the first game I had on my original PlayStation. And I'm a huge fan of the music track Rare Hero from that, because I think Rare Hero is amazing. And there are a couple of really nice remixes. The one from Rave Racer that Electric Boogaloo mentioned in the chat is pretty good. But I'd really like a modern remix. And then... Nicholas Amann said that there's rumours that Ridge Racer 8 has in fact been cancelled. And that makes me want to cry. That is exceptionally sad. So, yeah. Electric Boogaloo is saying, I'm probably only going to watch the Game Awards just to see if there's another Crash Bandicoot announcement. You forget that Jeff Keighley is in Death Stranding. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's some great actors in Death Stranding. It's just... it doesn't stand up as a video game. It's the sort of thing where you could have turned this into a film and very little would be lost in terms of enjoyment. And that's fine. But there's a difference between... video games are an interactive medium. There's something to be said for things like visual novels and it's a bit of a pejorative, but the walking simulator thing, but there's at least, you know, an effort to be made. And it seems like a lot more effort went into creating these incredible cutscenes in Death Stranding than to And Brit Gamer's saying, yeah, but people will never stop praising Kojima. I'll say politely, because I'm on air. Electric Boogaloo is saying, I'm saying because Keighley is in it is that nominations are suspect. Yeah. I worry about, because it seems like video games are going the same way as, you know, blockbuster films did. The budgets are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's crowding everything else out of the market. I mean, the mid-range market in video games is pretty much dead. You've got, like, cheap indie games and huge budget AAA games, and that's it. And that's sad, because there is so room for so much more. in the middle. You don't always want to pour 100 hours into playing a game. Sometimes you want to just sit and play something for a couple of hours, and that's fine, and you can charge accordingly. And somewhere in the middle, there's things like Team Sonic Racer, which, you know, it's not hundreds of hours of content, but it's loads of fun, and it was priced appropriately. And it doesn't have microtransactions. Not that I'm bitter about Crash Team Racing at all. Okay, maybe I'm a bit. I'm going to move on now before I start ranting. Going back to actual Sega stuff. I've been playing Shining Resonance Refrain this week. In between doing stuff at work. Because I got a copy from when I went to go and see the guys at Sega Europe down in London for the Sega Mega Drive mini livestream that I did with Ravsieg and Viper a couple of months ago. And I hadn't got around to playing Shining Resonance Refrain because I had too much work to do. At one point, they gave me all four of the re-released Dungeons & Dragons games. So Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, Planescape Torment, and Icewind Dale. And they're all huge games, and I had to review them. It's like, there are not enough hours in the day for this. Especially considering that they are huge time sinks, where you can just like, I'll just play for a couple of hours, and then it's 3 a.m. and you're going, what happened? Not that I've speak from experience. No. Certainly not. But I quite enjoy Shining Resonance Refrain. It's not perfect. It's kind of it's a bit generic JRPG in places. And the fact that you can't pet any of the cats and dogs that you found in town. -5 stars, should be able to pet the kitties and doggos. So what have you guys been playing? Message me in the chat while we have some music. So, from Shining Resonance Refrain, we've got Cujo to Sanbon Yari, and then after that, requested by Nicholas Aman, just now, so I managed to find it quite quickly, we've got from Blazer Drive, Lonely Heart. So enjoy those, and I will see you after the break. I'll speak to you after the break. Obviously you can't see me, and I can't see you, which is sad. But maybe that will change soon, I'll get to that later. Mahahaha. Audio DJ just did its thing again, and I got a really nice fade in from that Blazer Drive track into Sanctuary's Precipice, the current talkbed. So thank you, Radio DJ. You've been doing well. I pat you on your virtual head. So yeah, that was Blazer Drive, Lonely Heart, requested by Nicholas Amon. And that title just makes me think of the Yes song, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Owner of a Lonely Heart. That one. Before that, from Shining Resonance and Shining Resonance Refrain, Kujo to San Bon Yari, which I think is the track that plays when you recruit Agnum, who uses a guitar as a weapon. Because yeah, that's the thing that happens in that game. It's not quite as weird as the giant gun that's also a keyboard. It's JRPG. Thanks, Japan. Electric Boogaloo's just reminded me of a thing that happened in 1994 that was called Cybermania. And I just had to remind myself, because I vaguely remembered it existing, and I was like, what was the deal with this? And turns out that it was the first ever televised award show for video game. And it was hosted by Leslie Nielsen and Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Okay. I can't watch the video at the moment because a voice meter that handles my microphone doesn't play well with others and doesn't let me listen to other sources when I'm running a show. So, but it looks quite 90s. Okay. Anyway, as I mentioned before, the music break, I might actually get the chance to meet some of you in person next week. So there isn't going to be a Hidden Palace show next week because I'm going to be in London for the Radio Sega fan meetup, which is happening at the Loading Bar in Stoke Newington in London. From 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. I'm going to be in charge of the music, so if you are going to be there and you have any requests for what you want to hear, then please let me know so I can make sure that it's on my portable hard drive. And if you want any further details about it, then you should go to facebook.com/RadioSega and you will find a link to the event page where you can register your interest and find further details about the event. It's immediately prior, it's the day before the Sonic Adventure Musical Experience, which is on the Sunday, and our meetup is on the Saturday. They're pretty close together in terms of like distance from each other, so if you've got a hotel in the area, please consider coming if you're going to be around on the Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I hope I've shaken off this evil headache by then. Should have done. Electric Boogaloo's just posted a thing saying Ridge Racer apparently cancelled. It's from a tweet from someone. Oh dear. That's unfortunate. I am sad now. Electro Boogaloo, you've made me sad. Why would you do this to me? Shall we talk about something else? Let's talk about the recovered prototype Sonic 3 stuff. Amusingly, earlier on Twitter, somebody confused me, Hidden Palace, with the Hidden Palace website, who actually found the prototype information. We are not the same people. I am not that talented, and I don't have access to like rare prototype cartridges and data. I wish I did, because that would be awesome, but I don't. But some of the stuff is really fascinating. Things like, you know, the drop dash only having the drop dash was only introduced in Sonic Mania. No, it wasn't. It was in the prototype for Sonic 3. Is pretty fascinating stuff. I mean, prototypes are very interesting, and I find prototypes and cut content to be absolutely fascinating. Is there any, like, how Does anyone have or know of any like cut content that they really wish had made it into the final game? The Sonic series is absolutely littered with it. I mean, the original version of the Hidden Palace in Sonic 2, whose music I really like, by the way. That's the kind of one of the major ones. Woodzone, also from Sonic 2, which barely exists, even in the early betas. But it looked cool. Okay. I think we should have some more music then. So because of the Sonic Adventure music experience going on next weekend, I'm going to have a bit of music from the two Sonic Adventure games. So from Sonic Adventure 1 by Crush 40, we've got Open Your Heart, because shut up, that's why. And from Sonic Adventure 2, Can't Stop, So What for Metal Harbor. So enjoy those, and I'll speak to you guys again after the break.
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
That was Can't Stop So What Metal Harbor from Sonic Adventure 2, and before that from Sonic Adventure 1, Crush 40, Open Your Heart. So you can look forward to some more of that sort of thing if you come to the Last Call Live Radio Sega meetup next weekend. And be sure to send me your requests if you are going to be in attendance, so I can make sure it goes on the playlist. So tomorrow is the start of December, which means Christmas season is almost upon us. Well, Christmas season's been upon us in September, according to some of the supermarkets, but never mind. So, I'm sure some of you have been making your Christmas lists about what games you want to acquire. I know I'm looking forward to actually getting hold of a copy of Pokemon Shield. My other half wants Pokemon Sword, so we can have the match set. We only have one Switch though, so there might be a fight over who gets to use it. What about you guys? Have you got anything in particular on your wish lists? Wish lists? I can say words. But yeah, the discussion in the Discord chat has been about the possible cancellation of the new, allegedly new upcoming Ridge Racer game, which makes me very sad. Speaking of wishlist stuff as well, I'd quite like a Mega Drive Mini. I don't need one because I have an actual Mega Drive and a Raspberry Pi emulation machine, but I still want one. I'd also quite like to start getting into the Tales series, you know, Tales of Vesperia, Tales of Zestria, all that sort of business. Because I've been told they're very good. And I've also been told I should play Astral Chain on the Switch. So I'd quite like to try that. And my other half wants Marvel Spider-Man. Because he hasn't played it yet on the PS4. Nicholas Mann's saying he wants new headphones, and Electric Boogaloo's saying they want a DSLR camera. Yeah, my father got a DSLR camera for Christmas a few years back. He had a ye old camera, one of the old-fashioned takes film type SLR cameras, and he took some absolutely gorgeous shots with it. But it started to die a few years ago, so my mother bought him a DSLR. Brick Gamer is saying Shield Gang rise up. Yes, someone else is having Shield. Although, since like everybody in the world is buying Sword, it means I can trade for the Pokemon I don't have fairly easily. They're saying just Halo Reach they also want, and Sonic Robo Blast 2 version 2.2, but it's free. Is that a hack? Is that a fan game? More interested in tackling the backlog. Electrobug is saying I actually own a fancy film camera. That is quite nice. It's my dad had something kinda similar back in the 80s and 90s. I think his was a Olympus, his old one. Electrical is also saying they want some PS4 games. Medieval, CTR Nitro Fueled, Concrete Genie, Ninja Saviors. I think I've got Concrete Genie on the work account. I haven't played it yet. But I can only... the thing about things on the work account is I can only play them if nobody else needs the account. Which is a bit inconvenient. Also, I need to loop my talk bed. There we go. Electrical will say, I only really want a DSLR just to shoot video. Wouldn't a video camera be better for that? Albert Game is saying, it's a fan game, been in development since the DOS era, based on Doom? Oh, I see, the kind of walls thing. Green flowers on Act 1, there's a bit of the image. That's a peculiar idea for a Sonic game. Interesting, but a bit weird. Because the from the back perspective is a bit peculiar. Although I suppose the 3D stages in Sonic 2 were like that. The special stages. Electrical was saying with the DSLR you get a bit more control with lenses and such. I suppose that's true. I despite the fact that my dad's messed about with it for literal decades, I know very little about cameras. My friend Nova Wolfen's into his cameras. I'm just of the kind of point and direction and press a button sort of person. I like technology, but cameras are not my skill set. The Brick Game at 98 is saying this fan game predates Sonic Adventure by a few months. That's pretty impressive. That was very, very early 3D era then. Fascinating. I have to have a look at that at some point. I should do another episode about fan games and homebrew games. Because there's so much of them, there's so many. It's so hard to kind of drill down into some of the interesting stories. So if any of you guys have got or know about some like interesting topics for me to cover, or you know, interesting fan games that have fascinating stories behind them, please let me know. Because those things are always fun to cover. Right, let's have some more music then. So, requested by BrickGamer98, we've got from Sonic Rush Adventure, the end credits music. And then, because it's coming up to December, when it starts to get all cold and snowy, from Sonic 06, White Acropolis, the bass. Enjoy, and I'll be back after the music break for Chiptune Corner. And we are back. And that was from Sonic 06, White Acropolis, the bass. And before that, Sonic Rush Adventure, the end credits music that was requested by Brit Gamer 98. Rafsig's just arrived in the chat. He missed his opportunity to lecture me about Virtual On earlier in the show. But I'm sure he will have many opportunities to correct my poorly educated self in that matter. Electrical was saying, don't know if this sale applies to the UK, but GOG is having two Jazz Jackrabbit sale games on sale for a buck. Oh. A dollar, I suppose. I'm not sure. I'm on the GOG mailing list, so I've not had an email about that. So I'm not sure if it does. But we're currently trying to save money for the London trip, so even that is probably, you know, every penny counts at the moment, because London is London, and London is expensive. So, Chipchun Corner then. I can't remember if I've covered them before, but as I said, I've had a headache for most of the day, so my brain is fried, but so you can hear about them again. One of the earliest chiptune music groups to be formed is called 8-Bit Weapon, who became known for producing music in 1998, creating music using classic 8-bit microcomputers such as the Commodore 64, Apple II, and Commodore Amiga. So as well as creating their own original tunes, the group have collaborated with famous bands such as Kraftwerk and Erasure, and have done a number of covers. Some of those covers were in fact chiptune reworkings of the songs from the Tron film soundtrack, including the one that I will play for you now. And for those that don't know, I am a huge fan of the Tron series, I really like these tracks. So this is 8-Bit Weapon, the version of Tron Schizo Solar Sailor Mix. Let me know what you think, and I will speak to you guys again to close out the show. And that was 8-Bit Weapon Tron Schizo Solar Sailor Mix. I loved the Tron soundtrack. All hail Wendy Carlos, because she's the composer and she was amazing. And Electro Boogers just informed me that it was Wendy Carlos's 80th birthday a few weeks ago, which is really awesome. Good for her. Electric Blue saying, the Light Sailor is honestly my favourite cue from that score. Yeah, the soundtrack in general is absolutely brilliant. Some really, really nice electronic music in that score. But yeah, that's the end of this week's show. Thank you everybody who's been listening. So we've had Electric Boogaloo, BritGamer98, Rav Sieg, Nicholas Aman, I think Dan was here earlier, but I'm not sure if they're currently busy. And anybody else who's been listening in, anybody who's been checking out things via the Facebook or Twitter. Special thanks to Twinny, who's been doing amazing work on the social side of things. Twinny has... I mean, I've had to do a lot of the socials over the few recent weeks, and I'm nowhere near as good at it as Twinny is. And Twinny's just returned to the job after getting their laptop repaired, finally. So I'm very glad to have Twinny back on the job, because they're much better at it than I am. So, as I said, next week there won't be a Hidden Palace, because I will be at the Sonic Adventure Music Experience and the Last Call Live Radio Sega meetup. I hope to see some of you there, at either event, either or both. If you see me and recognise me, please come over and say hello. I do not bite. At the Radio Sega meetup, I'll be wearing a pair of headphones with cat ears. No, really. They glow blue. And a black Radio Sega t-shirt. So, yeah, if you see me at the event, and I'll be organising music, so let me know if there's anything specific you want to hear. I'm very excited for this. It's going to be really awesome, I think. If you do have any suggestions for topics I can cover on Hidden Palace in the coming weeks and months, please let me know. Otherwise, thank you for listening. I've been Skyblaze, this has been the Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. One last track to go out for. This is from Rexeljet, Not Those Kind of Chips, for Bingo Highway. Enjoy, take care, good night. Thank you.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.